Okay, so I got an hour drive back to the house from another city. I kind of like this. In one run, you can make what you usually make all night, but it's a long drive. Now, towards the end of that ride, I was able to talk to the lady about source code stuff. And so when you start hitting source code, people really get quiet. They're like amazed at your knowledge, which is really, anybody can do this. Just a matter of asking questions. Just start asking questions. Why are all the stoplights red? Why are all the stop signs red? Why do all the babies say ma when they come out of the womb? No matter what language is ma. Why does Iran have Ford trucks? Why does Trump say he's friends with North Korean leader? Why is there an Internet 3? Why is there such an attack on the Bible? Why do they attack the Bible so much? Why does the whole world attack the Bible? I've done this a few times where I've had opportunity to talk to somebody who's a writer, and so I'm giving them source code knowledge, the holographic truth, and they get really quiet and they say, I really want to learn more. How do I start? They all say the same thing. I really want to get into this. Well, the way that you get into it is you have to be sold out to it. It's like anything else. You have to sell out to it. You want the truth? You have to sell out to the truth. Spirit, soul, body. You have to really sell out to the truth. If you really want the truth, you have to be sold out to finding the truth. And you have to go contrary sometimes to what you expect. In other words, if the truth tells you that your way of thinking is wrong, your thinking is stinking thinking, then you got to admit you're thinking stinking thinking and change it. But I was able to tell her that the thoughts are the spirit realm, and the 3D is the birthing realm, the material realm. That's the birthing realm. And so the machine is a Turing machine, and each moment by moment by moment is an inner man birthing. So you become a new creature each moment if you want to be. If you want to be a new creature, you do it moment by turning over the truth in your mind, cogitating the truth in your mind. So as you take the cogs of your mind and you turn the cogs of your mind over and over and over, you turn the cogs of your mind over and over and over and over. As you do that, you become a new person in the inner man. You become a new creature. And so as you become a new creature, it starts to get into an exponential growth situation at times. Now the world system will hit you and knock you back down, and God will knock you back down, and you will knock yourself back down sometimes, but you have to realize that when the universe knocks you back down, as God is trying to get you to go in reverse and start over. Start back where you went off track. God is moving you backwards to show you something, to teach you something. She brought up deja vu. I said, yeah, I just decoded deja vu last week. It's just, there's nothing new. Every moment is the same. You're just kind of experiencing the same thing over and over. You just don't know it. Because I said, if you look around you, what do you see? The street, the trees, the signs, they're all, no matter what city you go in, it's the same stuff. No matter where you go, it's the same stuff. And so it's an inner man issue. It's not an outer issue, because the outside is just, you look out, it's just a repeat. And when you hit source code, you realize even the inner man is the same. You had the truth the whole time, you just didn't know it. The flesh mind is division, the spirit mind is oneness. And so what is the root of this reality, or any reality? It's fellowship with God. It's in communion with God. That's why when you go to church, we're going to take communion. That's everything. Everything that you do is communion, whether you're driving, whether you're talking to somebody, whether you're texting, it's all communion with God, to be honest with you, because everything's a piece cut off from God. It's all communion. When you eat food, it's communion. It's a typology, it's a piece cut off. That which is seen is made by the unseen. So the unseen realm is what runs this. Romans 1:20 says that. The objects are just object lessons to teach you about the inner man and your communion with God. Communion, you know, Jesus rose in stature before God and man, right? And he came as an example to show you how you rise up in stature. You can overcome with the help of God, with the renewing of your mind. You can be an overcomer. An overcomer. Rise above. If you ever watch the Fringe series, if you watch the Fringe series, and I suggest you do, start from the beginning. Any type of series, start from the beginning. And once you start watching the series, you'll start to see it reflects back what you were thinking. You quantum connect with a series just like anything else. I'm going through the Jessica Jones series, and every time I think about something, it shows up in an episode. What happened the other day? What was it? A cup. I think I was thinking about a glass cup or something, and she grabbed a cup. You know. Doesn't matter what you watch. Doesn't matter if you're reading a book or watching a movie or whatever it is, talking to somebody. Once you get in sync with source code, you're in sync outside of time. So back to what I was saying about the Fringe. So if you watch the Fringe series, you'll see eventually that this guy gets on this machine and he stretches his arms out to be a bridge to the other realm. So as he stretches his arms, the word stretch goes back to like a tent, you know, to dwell, a tent, to stretch. And also it goes back to stretch and to grasp deeper truth. You stretch your mind into the spirit realm, just like a doorknob. Like in order to go into a room, you have to grab the doorknob, and the doorknob's a projection off the door, right? And so in order for you to stretch and to see into the spirit realm, you have to stretch your mind. And so in the Fringe, he got on this machine and his arms and his legs were stretched out, right? And he became a conveyance to the other reality. And the other reality had a bunch of blimps, right? A bunch of airships. The other reality had a bunch of airships, blimps. And so air joined airs with Christ, ship. So as you stretch your arms, it's like stretching a tent, and you're actually reaching out into the other realm, because you're pushing your mind, you're stretching your mind into the other realm, the spirit realm. And then you're able to be a conveyance for other people to grow, because you've stretched your mind to see into the spirit realm, the air ships, everything's a ship, and so you can stretch your mind, and then you can come back over here to the 3D and tell people, hey, stretch your mind, stretch your thoughts, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. But the typology of you doing that is Jesus became sin for us. He split space-time. And he connects the spirit realm to the Kleido realm. And so Jesus took on our form. God made man in his image. Jesus took on our form. Jesus is God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. So he split space-time, came down here to be able to stretch you to see into the spirit realm. He stretched his arms, just like that guy on the fringe, so that you could leave this reality and move to the other reality by faith. You appropriate it by faith. You stretch out your arms to see the other realm. You might not see it with your eyes, but you can see it with your thoughts, with your mind. You know the object lessons are there, you know. You stretch out your thoughts, your heart, your mind, to see the other realm, and then you can be a bridge for other people to stretch past 3D Kleido land. You know this place is just ridiculous. You know that, right? People die. People get sick. Round the mountain, same old stuff. You go to work every day, same stuff. Repeat, repeat, repeat. You know 3D land is just a joke, right? But it's God's creation. It's a birth. It's a birthing. So it's really not even, it's really not even real. It's like a dream. And so you're being birthed. The real part of reality is the spirit part. The Kleido land is just like a bunch of clay creatures walking around trying to be pride wars, you know, fight with each other. Pride wars. Kleido land, just a bunch of clay and rock creatures walking around thinking they're doing something when they're just doing nothing. And then when you realize that God has a program, and he's working it all out, and he has a compilation, and you're part of the program, you're a piece cut off, you know. And you can step into it by faith, or you can fight against it, you know. The universe is really on your side, and if the universe is cutting you, I told her this. I said, if the universe is cutting you or hitting you, it's trying to tell you to go a different direction, you know? Trying to tell you to slow down. The trouble is to wake you up, go a different direction, do something different. Trouble with a capital T. Trouble with a capital T. The T is the cross. So you either run to Jesus and get saved, or you run from the cross, run from the T. You either run to the T, you die. Those that save their life will lose it. Those that lose their life will save it. So you run to the cross and you let God cut you. The doctor law is going to cut you to cut out that cancer. To teach you Dr. Grace. So you run to the Word, you run to the cross, it's going to cut you, but you're going to be resurrected, a new creature. So every time you run to the cross and you die to your own understanding, die to your own will, die to your own ideas, die to what you think is right, and you do what God says you to tell you to do, then you have a resurrection, moment by moment by moment by moment by moment. A new life. Every day is a resurrection. Every moment is a resurrection. But you have to die moment by moment by moment. And so what happened with the devil is what? He learned all that knowledge. He thought he learned how to be super powerful in the spirit. And so he ended up thinking he was God. He thought he was the creator when he's not. But the creator can teach you some deep truths. But when you get into pride and say, look at me, look what I know, look at how much I've learned, wrong, God has to knock you down. That's why if you listen to some of them gurus, if you the real ones, not the fake ones, they'll eventually say, I'm no different than you. Only difference is I put the time and the effort in to do the work, you know, to the inner work. In other words, it's not works-based salvation, but you have to do some inner renewal by meditating on the word and asking God. You're no different. We're all beggars at the cross, but some people don't want to do the work. They don't want to be introspective. They don't want to remember their thoughts and think about and take their thoughts and cast down every imagination that exalts itself against Christ. Bringing all thoughts into captivity. Some people don't want to do that. So when you start to bring all your thoughts into the captivity of Christ, you have to die daily with your own thoughts. I just passed an exit sign, HARGRAVE. And I think that's my next episode that I was supposed to watch. There's somebody named Hargrave or something like that, something similar to that in the next episode that I'm watching. And so the 3D reality that you're in is like a movie. You're in a movie. Just like you read a book or you watch a movie on a screen, you're in a movie. It's all a movie. And you might say, how is that even possible? Because the letter E is spirit, and you have to do the phonics. Move E. Move E. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. We move in Him. Movement. Think about this. This is really important, what I'm trying to show you right now. Movement. Ment means mind. Ment means mind. Movement. So when you're moving, it's your mind that's moving. Move E. It's the spirit, your thoughts. Movement, move E, spiritually moving, movement. Be renewed in the spirit of your minds. Mind is spirit, movement. 3D is just a birthing moment by moment. Your thoughts are the movement, and so the hologram moves around you. You're not really moving. You really haven't moved. The hologram moves around you. I know it's hard to believe. Even when I say it, I'm actually in it, looking at it, and I know it's the truth, but I'm actually driving down the highway. So think about it. I'm going down the highway in this car, and I'm doing, 70 miles an hour. If I crash, I die, right? So how can the hologram be moving around me? Because I believe that I'm doing 70 miles an hour. I got in a car that was created with some tires and an engine. What's going on in the engine? The engine is turning, right? So the engine is turning. The tires are turning. The tires are turning. My mind is turning. The steering wheel's turning. The gas is turning into a vapor. It's turning. It's changing state. The word turn means to change. The gas is changing to a vapor. It's turning. It's changing state. So everything's a Turing machine. I'm in time. I'm on the earth. It's turning as the world turns. And I'm not saying it's turning as a ball. It could be turning as a flat plane, like a DVD disc. But it's turning in some way, shape, or form. Because the word turn is vulva. So it's birthing, so I'm moving fast. And so Einstein, he said everything's relative, right? Relation is relative, right? Related. So I'm looking out at the I'm looking out in front of me, and everything's moving real fast. But inside the car, if I throw an object up in the car, it moves with me. How's that possible? If I'm doing 70 miles an hour, how's it possible? How's it possible that I can throw something inside the car and it moves with me in the car? I can actually roll down the window and still throw an object up. If I roll down the window, the wind is blowing in the window, right? The wind, think about it, W-I-N-D, wind. But it also is wind. W-I-N-D is wind or turning. So even the wind is turning. So everything's turning. My thoughts are turning. The wheels are turning. The motor is turning. The wind is turning. Everything is turning. I'm actually on the earth is turning. Everything's connected as a turning, turning, vulva birthing machine. So I believe that I'm doing 70, and I'm doing 70. The hologram is moving in front of me. And the trees, it's just like watching a background, watching a movie. You're in a movie. And so people have a hard time understanding this because they're in three, because we're 3D creatures. But if you were a 5D creature, then the 3D looks like 2D. So when you say it's a movie from the 5D, that's easy. But if you're in the 3D, you look at a 2D movie and you say it's a movie, it's easy. But you can't imagine that you're in the movie because you're not in the 5D. But the only way you can imagine is stretch your mind and take the words and break them into parts. It's a hologram. It's a hologram. The tires are turning. The motor's turning. The wind means wind turning. The earth is turning. My thoughts are turning. Everything's a Turing machine. And the word turn means verse, which means birth, which is vulva, which is birthing in the inner man. So the hologram around me is just a universe turning out or birthing out the new man, the new creature in Christ. He says, put off the old man and put on the new man. So you're being birthed moment by moment by moment by moment. So the hologram is nothing but a reflection of your inner man, and you get what you put out there. Praise God. And so if you were a 5D creature, you look at 3D and you kind of laugh. It's like you're looking at a movie. It's already been written. So you can see the beginning from the end, because in the 5D, or from God's perspective, you can see the beginning from the end. Because it's already been written. It's done. It's like watching a movie. It's like so let's say I watch the Jessica Jones series all the way through. I probably won't, because you have to sign up with Netflix. I probably won't get to watch the last season. But you watch the series, and then somebody says something about the Jessica a week later and says, what do you think about that series? It could be any series, Fringe, whatever. You've already watched the series, so you already know what's going to happen before it happens, before they see it. And they think, if you didn't tell them that you watched Jessica Jones and you said, well, this is probably what's going to happen next, they would think you were some kind of guru or something. Well, I've already watched the series. That's how I know. Same pattern. And so once you start comparing series with series and patterns with patterns and books with books and hologram with hologram and truth with truth and rightly dividing this reality, you realize the source code is the Vesica Pisces 33 union together to get her, to get heirs, to get to pull the elect out of Babylon. And then once you pull the elect out of Babylon, there's oneness there. And so there's, you know, all things in Christ. The Bible says that. So the hologram is moving around you. That's all. And the reason it's happening is this birthing in the new creature. You're being birthed into the new creature. That's what's happening, people. Moment by moment by moment, it's a birthing process cycle to move you from the old Adam to the new Adam, from the old clothing to the new clothing, to the spiritual truth. with spiritual reality. And as you stretch your mind, as you stretch your heart, as you stretch your spirit, as you stretch the words and break the words into parts, you can actually see that source code is everywhere at all times. God is omnipresent. God is omniscient. God is everywhere in the universe. You can't hide from God. You can't dig into hell. You can't go to heaven. You know the whole truth. No matter where you go, God is there. If you're running from God or running from the earth or the universe, you're wasting your time. You're actually running from yourself, because God is on your team and he's trying to turn you into that new creature. But you're going to have to be cut. You're going to have to let God cut you and penetrate your heart to be changed into that new creature, so that you can birth in until Christ be birthed in you. So the woman, if she wants to have a baby, she got to let the man penetrate, and the seed has to go into the womb. Just like the word of God, seed has to go into the womb of your heart to birth in a new creature. And so as you turn the truth over in your mind, you get changed moment by moment by moment. New creature, new creature, new creature. From glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. New, new, new. Superabundance. Overcome, overcome. Rise up, rise up. Keep being changed in the inner man. That's what's happening. And so it makes sense that it's hologram, because God is everywhere. And if God is everywhere, there's nothing new. So as I'm driving down this highway at 70 miles an hour, I see a dash, another dash, a dash, a dash, a dash, a sign, a tree, a tree. I'm not moving. It's the same truth in front of me. I'm not really moving. The hologram's moving around me. A dash, a sign, a dash. Yeah, but if you wreck, you get killed. Well, if I'm walking down the street and I trip, I get killed. I can break my neck or something. It's irrelevant how fast I'm moving. I could be walking and still I could get killed. I could be on an airplane doing 1,000 whatever, a jet or whatever, a rocket, 1,000 miles an hour. What's an airplane? 200 or 300 miles an hour. I could be doing 300 miles an hour, 250 on an airplane, whatever it is, and I could not get killed. It's relative. Same truth. No matter where you're at. So that means it's not really moving. If it's the same truth in my city, your city, there's no distance, there's no time, there's no space. You're just in the same little spot all the time. It's a cube. You're in a cube, and the projection around you is changing based on your position in your inner man. So the outside is a So the inner man is your position, right? And so the outside is just a projection based on your inner man projecting certain things to try to change you. You see what I'm saying? That's all. Let me try to say that again. Your inner man is your position. The outside is the hologram. And so the things in front of you are projections in the hologram. And so as your inner man changes, the hologram changes, the projection around you changes. But it's all about the inner man being renewed moment by moment by moment. And so as you change your inner man, the hologram changes around you. It's not a maybe, it's an absolute, people. It's an absolute. It's not a maybe. It's an absolute. All right, I'm in a bad spot. I don't want to get distracted. On the highway, I'm in a bad spot on the highway. Change your inner man and watch the outside change.